Let's talk about some of the guys who are almost there completing a career Grand Slam. Rory McIlroy needs a Masters title.
He'll get
it. What do you think?
Rory McIlroy has the best swing in the world today. He's a little inconsistent with his putting, but he will have the right putting week sometime at Augusta. I think he's destined to win Augusta. Jordan Spieth...
he needs a PGA Championship.
Jordan Spieth is so good for golf. So is Rory. Jordan Spieth, the All-American boy. He's a wonderful family man. I love him. But he has three faults in his swing that are hurting him. And every time I watch him, he's not getting rid of them. And he has not been playing well the last year. And it hurts me because I'd really like to see him... He could be number one. And the way his short game... Nobody's got the short game he's got. He's got a short game, particularly if he plays reasonably well. But he hasn't been playing well. And so...
Yeah, he dropped down to the top 50. He won the U.S. Open and the Masters.
Yes.
Masters U.S. Open 2015, then the Open Championship in 2017. And, you know, he was just...
Yes,
got out
but
of the
I
box.
Do think
so amazing.
When you have a five-shot lead, I think he had a five-shot lead with seven holes to go to Augusta. And he made a seven at the 12th. I think that hurt him for a while because... I know I've been second by one shot in Augusta, and it does stay with you for a while. You've got to shake it off. But I think that hurt him for a while. But, you know, when you're playing in highly competitive sports like golf, you've got to have the right basic fundamentals, although you might have four guys trying the same basic fundamental, but they look different because of the arms are long and short, et cetera, and tall bodies and short bodies, wide shoulders, narrow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he's got to get rid of those three faults, and he's not. He will eventually. He will eventually, and then I hope he will. I pray he will. But I said the other day, it caused a lot of furor. I'd love to spend 1 hour with him. But I don't want to insult his coach.
Right.
Because I have respect for his coach. But, you know, we can all do with help somewhere. But so be it. I mean, I'm not going to go there or discuss what he does wrong or interfere in his life. He's a man. He must go ahead and
figure it out.
He has to figure it out.
How does one get over a slump? I mean, that's a general question. It's, I guess, different for everybody. But
you get over a slump by what Hogan said, the secret's in the dirt. And you just keep beating and working out things. And I'm against having a coach stand behind me every week. It's fine to have a coach. If the coach could play well himself and really understands the intricacies of it, I think a lot of pros might have coaches that are excellent coaches at a golf club and for an amateur, but when you get to that higher echelon, I don't know if they're actually capable of teaching to the extent that, say, Ali Trevino, for example, who's been in the arena, somebody like that.
Maybe Jordan just has to go someplace by himself and figure it out himself.
I don't know. I don't want to say any more about that. I have too much respect for him. But let's take the number one player in the world, Tiger Woods. He wins the US Open by 15 shots and not five shots, which is remarkable. 15. The next week or so, he's having a lesson. And he never won a major for 11 years. Now, what did he have a lesson for? He had the most perfect golf swing.
Right.
In Florida, I had a picture of his swing, and I know what a good golf swing is. Because I've been with the best players in the world, and I've hit more balls than anybody, so I know the theory of golf. And I looked at Tiger Woods, and I said, no wonder he's so good. Everything was in place. And all of a sudden, this guy's swing was so bad, he could hardly hit a fairway. And then he had another coach, and he got worse.
Right.
So now common sense has prevailed, and he's working it out himself, as far as I know. And he's swinging well again. But the damage was done. And with all these other problems he had, without discussing them, but some of them were back operations and knee operations, etc., 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 he just never fulfilled the potential that Tiger Woods should have done. He should have won at least 22 majors. At least 22. And it's sad because... You know, I love to see a man break records, and particularly to see an African-American do it, because I want to see golf go ahead in Africa and Asia and around the world, that it's not always a white man that does it. And so it's an exciting time for me, and to see Singh play so well, and Lee Elder and Charlie Seven, these guys, because we love the game. And I love to see a Japanese guy come over here and win, or a Chinese guy, or a Chinese woman, because the golf is an international sport, and we want to boost the sport in its entirety.
It would have been great. I mean, Tiger obviously going through all those injuries and this personal scandal. What if all that didn't happen?
He would have
won
22 majors at least.
He would have beat Jack.
And if he
Nicklaus
never went for another lesson, you couldn't be better than him. You couldn't get better than him. I understand that. He wanted to get even better. So he went for the help. But it was a mistake. And we all...
You're talking about changing a swing.
Yes,
as
he
much
should
as
never
he
have
has.
Changed his swing.
Maybe he had to do it based on the back pain and the injuries.
Well, if you got back pain, you don't go to a golf pro to get rid of your back pain. You do it by either exercise, you do it by heat and cold, or you do it by seeing a back specialist, etc., etc. It's not a professional golfer's advice to give you on not having back pain.
So you question his swing changes?
Well,
the amount of times he's
changed. No, I do, because he changed to certain things in his swing that were wrong. They were wrong. From what I saw in his swing, and I know things in the swing that are bad. And what he changed, I saw things in the swing that were bad. And that's why the reason he couldn't hit it on a football field.
Fast forward, comes back, wins the Masters last year.
Yes.
Incredible transformation,
I was so happy. You see, I'm one of the honest ones. When they said to me, prior to his victories coming back, will he win another tournament? Will he win another major? I said, he won't even win another tournament in his life again. Because I could see what was happening. And I could see the back problems and the knee problems. And I know when you got a back problem, people don't understand when you're a professional golfer and you're hitting it hard what it means. So I just did the logical thinking. But I was honest, I didn't think so. When he won, there was nobody more happy than me. Because it did golf so much good. And the thing that was exciting for me with the Tiger won was it encouraged millions of people who have adversity in their lives to see a man who was right down low come back. That's what I admired, the fight back. And then secondly, his father was there to see him win the Masters, and his son was there to see him win the Masters.
And his daughter.
So that, to me, I was so, so excited about it.
The complete circle.
Tiger Woods. Yeah, and now, will he win another major? I'm going to say it in front of you on the camera. I don't think so. But I sure as hang hope so. Because as you get older, the pains get worse and things get tougher. And your nerve gets worse and your eyesight gets worse. Well, I won the Masters at 42. Jack Nicklaus won the Masters at 46. When I won the Masters at 42, I said, nobody will ever do that again at that age. And Jack won it at 46. So nothing would surprise me with Tiger, and I would be elated if he wins. But I know how tough it is to win a major, and I know as you get older, particularly with back or knee, you know, with a back, you can go to touch your wife's hand like that, and your back will go like
right.
this. Or you can get in the shower and take a towel, and you can be like that. You know, it can be just picking up that book. Oh, my back. You know, so it's a very, very precarious situation. But you see what he does do? He does exercise, which is vital, vital. And it's certainly one of the things, you know, I started weight training with golf in 1953 with a man called Frank Stranahan. We were ridiculed. Even the Golf Channel later on were talking about Tiger and Rory not playing well because they were lifting too heavy. Well, Tiger played his best, to come back to what I said. Tiger played his best when he was pumping the most. So, Tiger still keeps exercising. It's vital to keep exercising for your body, because your body goes downhill from the age of round about 30.
Yeah, you almost have to exercise more as you get older.
Of course you do.
To be, you know,
I go to an airport, I don't take that escalator, I walk up the stairs, carry my briefcase. If I go and have a meeting and it's on the third floor, I don't take the escalator, I walk up. I may look at certain foods and I look at them, and I see them, and I say poison. When I see certain foods, I say, that's poison. Don't eat it. I took an oath to God. I took an oath to God because I loved bacon and I loved ice cream, okay? I was an ice cream meme-aholic and crisp bacon. I could see I was getting more gout. I was getting, it was not good, made me feel nauseous. It was screaming at me, this is not good for you. You can maybe have bacon and ice cream and get away with it, but I couldn't. So I said, how am I going to stop? I took an oath to God never to have an ice cream or a piece of bacon again. That's 23 years ago. That's how I did it.
Good for you.
So you've got to make sacrifices. I'm not saying that everybody must not eat ice cream or bacon. I'm not trying to profess to be a great dietitian, although I know I can help a lot of people. But it's horses for courses.
Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Peak Vision Sunglasses. Zero distortion, unmatched clarity. Learn more at peakvision.com. That's peakvision.com. And Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Dune Jewelry and my Hamptons Robe Collection. Savor the memories with sand from your favorite beach or golf course in timeless pieces for men and women. Dune Jewelry, DUNE Jewelry.com.